NBC News Radio, I'm Michael Kastner. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Ukraine. His worries mount that Russia could attack at any moment.
We know that there are plans in place to increase that force even more on very short notice, and that gives President Putin the capacity, also on very short notice, to take further aggressive action against Ukraine.
The secretary arrived overnight to meet with Ukraine's president over the Russian troop buildup at the border. Blinken will meet with Russian officials and European allies on Friday. President Biden will hold a formal news conference this afternoon, his first solo get-together with reporters since late March. Kelly O'Donnell reports.
On the cusp of year two, after failing to convince his own party to pass key parts of his agenda, with poll numbers down, President Biden is ready for his own White House reset.
There's a lot of talk about disappointments and things we haven't gotten done.
Hot topics will include the ongoing COVID Omicron surge and rising inflation. Biden's also confronting growing tensions with Russia over Ukraine. COVID restrictions will limit the number of news people in the East Room. The U.S. reported nearly 1 million coronavirus infections among children last week. Trey Thomas reports.
The American Academy of Pediatrics said Tuesday the total of more than 980,000 cases is 69% more than the previous week. Experts say the spike is due to the higher spread of the Omicron variant and doesn't mean the virus has changed to make kids more susceptible. The CDC says the Omicron variant accounts for more than 99% of all COVID cases in the U.S.
Wall Street futures are in positive territory after Tuesday's sell-off. Dow futures are up more than a tenth of a percent. All three averages got clobbered Tuesday. Michael Kastner, NBC News Radio.